Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to start the day off with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. There were some, in some of the feedback I got, a lot of people were interested in the gear that we were talking about. And you had made a very, when we were discussing this, you made a very good point that for somebody like you, it basically works down to when you find some piece of gear that works, if it continues to work, you don't go out there and say, I wonder what the new thing is, right? I mean, if it works, why fix it, right?
Exactly. I mean, if I find that piece of gear that satisfies a specific need on my part, why change it after I find it? Regardless of how old it is, now as long as it can be maintained and, you know,
right,
maintain serviceability,
right,
that's fine. But you've always got to expect life cycle replacement, which I kind of do up front. So when I identify or stumble onto, or even, you know, somebody gives me a heads up on a good piece of gear, which happens more often than not because I really don't consider myself a gear guy.
Right.
And let me explain that a little bit. I'm not the gear guy in the sense that I can tell you the difference between model XYZ and ABC.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Other than the letters. But, I can tell whether that's a good piece of gear based on whether it works or not. Or if it's going to satisfy that niche requirement. And do it well. Otherwise, I get rid of it. I find what's worked. And having said that, when you find what works and satisfies, even if it's something a little quirky,
yeah,
you know, just based on your physiology, you know, you maybe your hands are just a little small, so you want to tweak a piece of gear a little bit. Well, there's you got to keep in mind there's a lot of custom manufacturers out there as well, or manufacturers that have their own Skunk Works kind of, you know, deal where they will ask you what it is you want and then they will produce it.
Or a field, a field expedient modification as well, or field, yeah. There's exactly a lot of ways to make it work, and I get what
well,
you're
there's
saying.
Well, there's a lot of like back in the day. You know, what I consider good gear is Mayflower, but a lot of the Mayflower gear that I have was, you know, personally tweaked, like I just stated, but 20 years ago.
Right.
So I'm not really sure where they're at now, but I've not had the need for new or different gear.
Right.
Or even better gear. Because, one, they're well within life cycle replacement, and, two, they still work for what I need to do. Now, something that you always need to take into consideration, and this is on the high end of the scale, is one perception, one way of looking at it.
Right.
You don't want to get lazy in respect to your training and conditioning. Now, you can evolve. There are elements, and I'll give you an example, like a holster. there are elements to a holster that would support an entry-level person in respect to giving them and providing what they need to learn how to, you know, execute cleanly, so to speak, the draw stroke. Whereas a more advanced holster that would allow an advanced practitioner to maybe blend their actions a little quicker and go that route. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Kind of like the difference between a work holster and an ETSA holster, or a USPSA holster. Anyway, your skills can evolve beyond your gear. So you always want to keep that in the back of your mind. If your gear works all the time, is that an indicator that you're being lazy and you're kind of hit a plateau,
right,
as far as your training and conditioning is concerned? Or, you know, is it still working for you because you're applying yourself the best you can at every opportunity? Did you follow me on that?
I did. I mean, I'm doing it now. I'm biking 10 miles a day, and I'm about to start biking on my stationary bike with my, with a plate carrier on, with plates. Add a little weight to it and make me engage. The difference between riding a bike on a stationary bike and riding a real bike is you're not engaging your core as much as you do on a real bike.
Right. It's kind of bland.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little weight up top and see if that helps me engage the core. Because right now I can pedal.
Whoa.
Huh?
I would expect it to
engage the
core. Force you to engage your core, because if it's not, you're going to flip like a flapjack right off that bike.
That's right. So that's the latest step. I've been on a diet. I've been yesterday. I went in and got checked by the doctor that's overseeing the diet, and
right,
I gained 2 pounds, but I went down an inch and a half, and that's all because it's now what I'm gaining now is muscle.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so I'm working to that.
Are you trying to lose weight, like overall weight? Or?
Well, I've lost overall weight. I've lost 37 pounds.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But the hazard is when you start, you know, at what point do you start managing your actual muscle mass with your fat content, whatever?
Well, what I'm doing, this diet, and I'll try to get it real quick. So what I do is I manage the food I'm eating, and I know exactly how many grams of protein and fat and carbohydrate I'm taking in. And I try to set it up, and this diet has been directed at actually changing my the way I burn things.
Right. Well, what I was thinking about was body mass index.
Body mass index. My percentage of body fat has gone down 8%.
Very good.
Yeah, so I'm working on it. I'm working on it to the end that you talk about, and I'm about to, because I've never trained with a plate carrier or any of this other stuff before, because that wasn't what I was issued when I was in the military.
Right.
I have one, though, and I think I'm going to use it for a different purpose, at least right now. It'll have a few magazines in it and everything. Just add a little weight to it and see how it goes, and it'll be more than an Instagram moment, so I can sit there and say, yeah, I ride the bike with a plate carrier on. But then if I master that, what's after that? I just don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to be using the gear as – I'm kind of thinking if I can ride a bike with a plate carrier on, I should be able to get out on the range. But before you answer that, we're heading into the first break. Super Dave, you can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. You can find him on his commercial page, which is Super Dave Harrington. You can find him on Instagram at SDave_Harrington, and you can find him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. And all that stuff is, you might find a guitar riff. You might find a way to take care of your cat. You might find a shooting lesson, because Dave is sort of a multifaceted sort of dude. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yeah. Hollister.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Hollister.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Hollister.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Hollister.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
And welcome back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And I was just talking about, I think maybe if I bicycle with my plate carrier on, that might mean I could start training with that. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Anything that you do to improve your, you know, physical fitness is going to improve your ability to train. You know, your physical conditioning, you know, a lot of people take it for granted, but your physical conditioning is going to determine how long you can carry the fight.
Right.
It's that simple.
And if
you fight for only as you're the shape you're in to do it.
Right. The other thing about conditioning is if you're going to be involved in something like that, you will be carrying some stuff. You'll be carrying a load. So you have to be able to both, you know, carry the load and fight at the same time. And that's a little bit of a tightrope. That's why it's a young man's game. Now, you recently went out with a bunch of Rangers for 48 hours. How long ago was that?
That's been approximately about 2 years now, yeah. I believe. Year and a half, 2 years ago.
And, I mean, you did that. Were you in your 60s when you did that already?
Yeah, I was. As a matter of fact, I just turned 60. It was November of 2021. And it was an American Stories episode. And it wound up being a three-man team of former Spec Ops guys and a former team of civilians that was predominantly made up of one civilian action guy and a couple of, one former Ranger, and I can't remember what the other dude, what his background was, but he was a very stout competitor. He was very well balanced, had excellent skills across the board. And, of course, there was, you know, several decades between us, me being the oldest dude present. But the way it shook out is I knew going in, you know, I was a little in over my head. But when I got the phone call, it was like, how can you say no? You know, hey, man, we've got this gig. You're going to go in blind. And, you know, the event could take place and last for up to 72 hours. What do you think? I'm in. You know, tell me where, give me a date, time, group, and where I need to be, and I'll be there. And that's what it turned into, man. This TV episode, they filmed everything. We did a bunch of different outdoor events. It was kind of a survival thing. Don Mann, former Navy SEAL, haunted the whole thing. And I could tell you more about it, but check it out, man. It's available on YouTube, and it's big. They've released, I don't know how many episodes they turned it into, but they've released several episodes already. They're out there. They're available. But it was, it turned out to be, 40, I think it was like 49 hours. But, it was a good gig.
Now, when you were doing that, were you geared up? Did you have a rucksack, load bearing equipment? What'd you have?
No, it was more along the lines of, straight, survivalist type scenario.
Okay.
Where you actually stumbled onto or were given the minimal stuff to work with for whatever the scenario required. And then basically the basic structure was the two teams competed against one another individually and collectively for points. And it was a lot of fun. And at first, you know, the natural competitiveness was present in everyone, and it provided an edge. But as time passed and sleep deprivation set in and hunger sets in, the competitiveness gets broken down into more of a mutual, hey, let's, you know, suck it up and get through this so we can get some sleep and get something to eat. Teamwork kind of a event. It worked out really well. The young bucks smoked us pretty good, but we all had a good time doing it. The our team name turned out to be Space Cowboys, because when they first
okay, I get it. I get the reference.
Yeah, when they first come up and said, hey, man, you guys got to come up with a team name. And that was the first thing that hit me, man, was, you know, them calling up all the old dudes to, you know, go rescue the young bucks. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds like some Space Cowboys thing. And they like it, so it stopped. But, yeah, that's been quite a while ago. And come to find out, the funny, well, I shouldn't say funny, but funny now, haha, hindsight being 2020, I realized that I was, my heart was in AFib the entire time, during the filming of that gig. And for some months afterwards, you know, I just felt a little off. I knew something wasn't right. But, you know, you suck it up and you drive on, but things that you find out later, kind of like, whoa, okay, no wonder. But that's all, you know, that was all part of that wondering what was going on in me, or going on with me.
Right.
You know, it's almost like you're your own worst enemy when you have that, mental discipline. Is it mental discipline to drive on, or is it being a tough guy and crossing the hard and the stupid line? You know what I mean? Because it's always been a saying, you know, it's a fine line between being hard and being stupid.
Well, but in the military sense, you know, when you go out there and you've got a mission, I think that has more to do with focus. Than being hard.
No, I understand, but it's also a way with trying to make sense out of not going to the doctor when you should have gone to the doctor.
Right.
And just tell them, hey, man, you know, something's wrong with me. I don't know what. It's your job to figure that out. I just know something's wrong with me. You know, and well, see what happens.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. Super Dave, you can find him. When at some point, combatspeed.com will be up and running again, if it isn't already. And when that happens, you know, just keep checking, because as soon as it goes back live, that will mean he's back in the game, and he has come as far as he's got to go before he can get back into teaching, which should, all of us should want to take a Super Dave class. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Donald Trump could be looking at his second federal indictment. The former president revealed he received a letter telling him he's a target in the special counsel investigation into the 2021 Capitol riot. The target letter suggests Trump may soon face an indictment for his actions leading up to the riot. Ron DeSantis says he will stop the invasion at the border and combat communist China if he's elected president.
Our enemies are whetting their appetite. You know why? Because they're seeing America take its eye off the ball.
During a speech in South Carolina highlighting policy proposals, DeSantis added he would reject Bidenomics and ensure a better future for our children. A heat dome has currently expanded across the southern U.S., pushing temperatures into the triple digits and straining some power grids. In California, officials are urging residents to conserve air conditioning usage, and Las Vegas is reporting a sharp rise in AC service calls. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We're talking a little bit about fitness. We're talking a little bit about gear. Now, with you, now, for example, when I was in the military, the first set of BDUs they issued these at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, was the temperate BDUs, which were sort of like a middleweight as far as the fabric they were made out of. But later, while I was in it, they changed over the design of the uniform and went to a ripstop material, which was lighter, and it dried easier and everything else. And the uniform evolved two or three times while I was still in the military. Now, as far as the way it is now, looking at it, I don't even know if they even... I haven't even looked to see if they blouse or boots. I know nobody wears black boots. I don't see anybody wearing black boots anymore. As far as what you think about when you were with these Rangers, when you were doing this 49-hour thing in a team setting, what kind of stuff were you wearing? Were you wearing, like, some lightweight ripstop stuff to make it easier to move about and dry out and wick and all that other stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had a packing list. We had a baseline packing list we had to go by. And I flat out purchase some light tan tops and bottoms, you know, just basic military ripstop. The one thing I'm actually wearing, the boots, the Under Armour boots that I purchased for that gig,
right?
They managed to hold up extremely well. But you know, the clothing. The one thing that you want to make absolutely sure about any clothing that you purchase is not just the material that it's made out of to balance the weather conditions that you're going to be exposed to, but does the way they're built or made allow you full range of motion? And that is in direct support of moving or getting into difficult firing positions and just as importantly, if not more importantly, being able to get out of them in a timely manner.
So you're saying it should be loose?
Well, they don't necessarily have to be loose. For example, if you have take a pair of BDU bottoms that do not have a gusset,
right,
and then you take a pair of a same size BDU pant that has a more than adequate gusset, you know, a big one, like you would find in a pair of martial arts pants, and the range of motion and freedom of movement is huge. The difference is huge. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Between the two. And it's really hard to find, unless you have them made, that type of garment.
Right. I've always thought and one thing that I always point out with people is like with the top, right? You want a top with long sleeves. I've always thought, because and I'm sure you have too, you've gone through brush, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you always want to have long sleeves, and you always want to wear them down, and you always want to, you know, wear the stuff buttoned up. Because of secondary projectiles that get generated and hot brass generating, generated hot brass around you. SOP,
yeah.
Baseline SOP is gloves. We worked in gloves, flight gloves for the best at the time, but they kind of wore out easily, but the whole evolution in gloves, look at how far gloves have come nowadays. There's a dead gum plethora of gloves out there to choose from,
right?
And there's a lot of good gloves out there to choose from. And the thing about gear, the one thing that you can always bank on in respect to gear is you can always speak to gear. There will always be probably heated discussions over gear, kit equipment, how to use it, blah, blah, blah. Because there really is no answer. The formula continues to change. It's infinitely changing constantly. But, right along with the evolution of warfare, the requirements in respect to the kit and equipment that you fight it with changes. You see what I mean?
I do.
Now, in some respects, on some levels, there'll be some common threads. But if things don't evolve, you get left behind. But even generated thought and not agreeing I see it as a positive, because you're actually thinking and discussing it. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
You don't have to be right all the time to have drawn a positive conclusion out of the conversation. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
But kit and equipment will, any reference to kit and equipment and the development of kit and equipment is vital, because that can only come from the development of war fighting itself. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
How can I better fight? Therefore, what am I going to need to fight it with? That's how gear gets developed. So I dig it. I dig on the R&D that goes into it, getting into discussions. I'm very curious to entertain people's thought processes on you know, what they see, think, and feel about a piece of gear. You know, when somebody says, hey, man, I'm working on this, I get kind of like, give them the E.F. Hutton treatment. You know what I mean?
Right.
I instantly give them my ear and, hey, let's see what you got to say, man. And, you know, you'll hear, it's just like anything else. You know, you might hear something a thousand times and then you hear that one golden nugget that's, you know, actually a very unique and individualized idea that is a solution because it'll work for 90% of the folks out there. So you got to look at percentages too. On a good piece of gear, a good piece of gear will probably work for about 80% of the people out there. And that's just my estimation. There's always going to be, you know, the left-handed, cross-dominant, little hand person out there, small hands person out there. And what I'd like and seen lately in the training realm, if I shift gears on you real quick, is...
Well, hold up. We got last break.
All right, go ahead.
Get into the training realm in just a second. I got a few questions I want to ask before we run out of time in the last segment, too. But
all right.
Super Dave Harrington, you can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. Also on Facebook at Super Dave Harrington. On YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. On Instagram at SDave_Harrington. Check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been talking about gear. You were about to talk about training. Go ahead and get that, because I got a couple of quick questions to ask you.
Yeah, go ahead, man. This is what I was going to speak to. It was going to take a little bit.
Well, what I was going to say is with gear, it will all come down to, I think it comes down to some fundamental pieces, but it, as far as which one is the best one, that's sort of an individualized thing, right? You got to take it, and it's either going to have to work with you individually, or it's going to have to be in a position for you to modify it enough to work with you individually, right?
Right. Well, I apologize for not making that point absolutely clear. That is the one unique aspect about kit and equipment, period, is it is totally an individualized thing, or should be. Even in your mid to large level organizations, the individual, now we're talking individual warfighters, or I'm talking, you know, the guys on the tip of the spear, they should have carte blanche when it comes to setting up their kit and equipment in respect to what they see, think, and feel that they need to carry their job 100% the way they need to do it, based on what God gave them to do it with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, understanding there is protocol and guidelines that in some respects must be adhered to, but there's always the requisite flexibility allowed to maneuver, but, you know, get the gear set up as it needs to be done.
You know, I think one of the beauty of the military when I was in it, with one exception, the beauty of the military when I was in it was, like, the LBE was such a simple piece, it worked with everybody. You could mess with the configuration, you could wear it high, you could wear it low, it didn't really matter. And that kind of thing worked. And the only thing I would change if I could go back in time to the gear that I was running, it would be the boots, without a doubt. What do you think?
The boots are like, I don't understand why they never put more thought into it in the first place, because, you know, the obvious issue being, you know, how does an army travel? Well, on its feet. And that's been the historical way it's been done since the dawn of time.
Right.
And yet, look at it's only been until recent, and you can say in the last 15 to 20 years, that the military is finally kind of taking a serious look at the footgear and improved it to where it actually, you know, you're not going to have the types of issues that you've had in the past. I mean, I myself have had to have my right Achilles reconstructed.
Right.
From a syndrome directly caused by marching. I can't remember the name of the syndrome, but it's basically repeated heel strikes
right.
of my right heel caused a spear-like bone spur to grow on my heel bone that eventually got to the point where it split my Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
And then it had to be addressed. But it's caused by marching, because what do you do when you march? You drop that right foot, right?
Right.
Drop that right heel. And anyway, blah, blah, blah.
The
you know, if I'd only known.
Well, I mean, the boots, so like I had a pair of those Under Armour boots you're talking about, and now I've actually found a pair of Adidas boots that are really good as far as movement. I haven't got them wet yet to see how good they dry or how good they drain or anything.
Right.
But as far as walking around in them, I really wish I'd had those back in the 80s. I really do.
Right. Well, you know, that's it's funny that you said you hadn't got them wet yet, because from a standpoint of breaking in a pair of boots, that's the first thing I do
yeah.
is get them soaking wet.
Well, you got to, because I mean, yeah. one way or the other, that's going to happen. I mean, there's nothing like getting up in the early morning in the Black Forest, where it's a boreal forest as well, and then you get up and you start moving, and it hasn't rained, but the dew soaks you from your knees down.
Right.
As you're moving around. So you're going to get wet one way or the other, or it's going to rain, or it's going to snow. And dampness and coldness is your big enemy. So you got to wear stuff accordingly that's going to keep you dry and warmer. So haven't tried them on that yet, but they are good training boots anyway.
Good.
Beyond that, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, if somebody gave me an Alice pack and an LBE and an old set of BDUs that actually fit me right now, I'd be happy to go off and do something with that on. That'd be good. Can't find any. I've been looking all over for a modern LBE, and I haven't seen it yet. I'm sure there's one out there. I just haven't got to it yet.
You know, the only thing that I think in response to your modern LBE,
yeah.
the first thing in my mind's eye that I saw was a vest. I kind of considered that to be the modern LBE. Remember when they came out with a vest?
Yeah, well, I've seen them.
The mesh vest.
Yeah.
They attach everything to the vest. They're too hot, man. I mean, if you think about it, even nothing breathed like an LBE because, you know, the way they were configured and would allow air to pass through. Even the vest, even with the mesh, that allows you to tack so much stuff onto it, it still holds it close to your body. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And it doesn't breathe as well. You got to remember, you know, sweating is a good thing, but you got to be able to breathe, too. Your body's got to be able to breathe.
Airflow. And that's why the BDU doesn't tuck in, and that's why when it gets too hot, you unblouse your boots. You're letting air come up in the uniform and all those. And those are all things you got to figure out.
Right.
All things you got to figure out. So, the gear end of it, while it has evolved and gotten better, I don't think that necessarily disqualifies the stuff that was old that just never, I mean, that stuff's still good today.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I've carried an Alice pack with it. If I could find an Alice pack on a frame, I'd be in. I'd be in. That would be my pack.
And yeah, I would not say that it, a new piece of gear just automatically cancels the validity of an old piece of gear. It may simply be because you like the old piece of gear from a nostalgic standpoint.
Yeah.
Is the only reason you continue to use it. That makes it valid to you. See, that's another example of the uniqueness of the gear concept, the whole thing. It doesn't matter. Gear, kit and equipment can be anything to anyone because they're the one that is using it for whatever reason. You see what I mean?
I do, and we are running out of time.
Cool.
So, Super Dave Harrington, always good to chew the philosophical fat with him and to talk the details because some of this stuff, the fundamentals are always going to be the same, and they're going to be fundamental. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is coming up. We're going to talk to Todd Jarrett from, I guess we're going to talk staccato for a minute, because Todd is the staccato, one of the staccato, I guess, pros. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.